friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Mom checks baby monitor at 3 a.m. to find 10-year-old taking care of his baby brother. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One sweet boy was caught on camera taking care of his baby brother in order to let his mom get some rest, and his mother is nothing but proud of her kind and selfless son. Gloria McIntosh has always told her 6 kids that the true test of a person's character is what they do when no one is there to see them. This lesson was one that her 10-year-old son Mason took to heart. Recently, Mason's 18-month-old little brother Grayson woke him up in the middle of the night, and instead of ignoring his cries, he went into the nursery to help soothe him. The sweet interaction between the brothers was caught on camera from the baby monitor in the room, and Gloria shared the touching video on TikTok. "The baby woke up in the middle of the night," Gloria wrote in the video. "I heard him fussing, so I just checked the camera to see if he would just fall back asleep and saw his brother showing the best example of love and patience. He stayed with him for almost 30 minutes trying to get him back to sleep. I eventually came in and got the baby and asked my son why he didn't just come and get me." Mason's answer will warm the hearts of any parents out there. "He said he wanted me to get some rest because I did a lot that day." While parenting is not his responsibility, just the fact that he understood that he is his brother's keeper and considered my long day as a mom is much appreciated. Gloria also shared in an interview about her first reaction to seeing Mason in the nursery and the close relationship that the two brothers have. "I was smiling the whole time," she said. "I'm sure Mason was tired and cranky. He was woken up at 3 a.m. But how you saw him treat his brother is how he is. He steps up. He has a love for Grayson that is unspeakable. I can't even really explain it." God bless the bond between brothers and little Mason for being such a great son and brother to his loved ones. Uber driver picks up 88-year-old man and then quits her job to take care of him. Written by Hallie Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Most fairy tales don't begin with the words, "There was an Uber driver that quit her full-time job." But this story does have a gal and a guy and a very happy ending. The Kingdom is a regular home in Canal Winchester, Ohio, and the relationship is a friendship instead of a romance. And the best and biggest difference is that this account is not make-believe. Every wonderful word is true. Let's start with a woman named Jenny Talexian. Born in Ethiopia, Jenny immigrated to the United States 20 years ago. 52-year-old Jenny has built a full life, raising 2 children with her husband, earning college degrees, and attaining a satisfying career with Prime Technologies. In addition, Jenny drives an Uber in her spare time. She drives for a variety of reasons. In addition to simply helping others, she sends the money she makes to an orphanage in her home country, and she uses her driving job as a vehicle for sharing the gospel of Christ. During conversations with her riders, she talks with them about family, education, faith, and more. Way back in March 2020, Jenny got a call from an 88-year-old Paul Webb. Paul, who is unable to drive due to the effects of a stroke, needed a ride to get a phone repair. Jenny provided that ride, and the two immediately formed a connection. Jenny said, "I had a feeling that he needed help." Jenny offered to help Paul with all of his errands, saying, "From now on, when you need a ride, just call me. I will take care of you." Paul did just that. Soon, the two were seeing one another regularly, either visiting at his home or enjoying lunch out together. By the time that Paul's health started to decline in April of 2021, Jenny and Paul had become fast friends. It was then that Jenny, Paul's Uber driver, decided to quit her position with Prime Technologies in order to be Paul's full-time caregiver. Though she wasn't able to care for her own aging father in Ethiopia, she could help Paul. While this resulted in a 50% pay cut for Jenny, she found her new role far more rewarding than the money she'd been making. Jenny shared, "A lot of people with a lot of wisdom, they are dying at home alone, so the rewarding part is changing his life." When Paul is up to it, he and Jenny talk, share meals, and take rides. Jenny keeps Paul company and keeps him safe. Paul's kids, Keith and Melanie, are extremely grateful for Jenny. Initially, the relationship seemed odd to them, but over time, they learn that Jenny is the real deal. Thank goodness for Jenny and others like her, who value people above things, relationships above financial rewards. For Jenny, it boils down to this. Sometimes you don't know what you're created for. I am created for taking care of others. And they lived happily ever after. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Proverbs 3:3.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.